Acharya, Asatara, Sadhusri, Shimana, Swami, Vaisesi, Bhakti, Vedanta, Swami, Maharaj, Prabhupada, Ki Jai. ISKCON founder, Acharya, Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Nantakoti, Vaishnava, Vrinda, Ki Jai. Nam Acharya, Srila Haridas, Thakur, Ki Jai. Prem, Shri Koshi, Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Shri Adoita, Gadadhar, Srivasadi, Gaur, Bhakti, Vrinda, Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Govopina Shaima Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai Mathura Dhamma Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dhamma Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki Jai Gangamaya Jamuna Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai Samaveta Bhaktarinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanamne. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharini Nirvase Sasanyavadi Paskachade Satani. Mande Hum Sri Guru Sri Taparakumam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupam Sadvajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Samasajiva Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parichana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sucha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. It's February 28, 2011, Vijaya Chadasi in Sri Mayapur. A reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 12. Dhruva Maharaj goes back to Godhead. Text 23. Sunanda Nanda Vuchatu Govorajan Subhadrante Vachano Bhagitashmanu Yapancha Varsis Tapasa Bhavande Vam Atir Atit Ripat Sunanda Nanda Utatu Bobo Rajan Subhadrante Vachano Bhagitashmanu Yapancha Varshis Tapasa Bhavande Vam Atit Ripat.
Nanda
Sunanda and Nanda said, Bo Rajan, O dear king, Subhadram, good fortune, Te, unto you, Vacham, words, Naha, our, Avahitaha, attentively, Shunu, hear, Yaha, who, Panicha Varshaha, 5 years old, Tapasa, by austerity, Bhavan, you, Devam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Atitripat, greatly satisfied. Now this is the airplane coming to see Dhruva Maharaj. And when I looked in advance at the verse and purport that somehow Krishna arranged for me to speak on, I was very astonished. So we'll read Prabhupada's translation and purport. Nanda and Sunanda, the two confidential associates of Lord Vishnu, said, Dear King, let there be all good fortune unto you. Please attentively hear what we will say. When you were only 5 years old, you underwent severe austerities, and you thereby greatly satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. What was possible for Dhruva Maharaj is possible for anyone. Any five-year-old child can be trained, and within a very short time, his life will become successful by realization of Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, this training is lacking all over the world. It is necessary for the leaders of the Krishna consciousness movement to start educational institutions in different parts of the world to train children starting at the age of 5 years. Thus, such children will not become hippies or spoiled children of society. Rather, they can all become devotees of the Lord. The face of the world will then change automatically. I promise you, I did not choose this purport. It was just in order. I was thinking how the leaders of the Krishna consciousness movement, who are all meeting now in Mayapur, of course, most of them are now in meetings. We'll read the verse again. Sunanda Nanda Uchetuhu Bobo Rajan Subhadram Te Vacham No Bhagita Shunu Ya Pancha Varshas Tapasa Bhavan Devam Atit Yapat. Nanda and Sunanda, the two confidential associates of Lord Vishnu, said, Dear King, let there be all good fortune unto you. Please attentively hear what we shall say. When you were only 5 years old, you underwent severe austerities, and you thereby greatly satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada says here that if we start institutions all over the world, in different places in the world, to train children, the face of the world will then change automatically. So what kind of face would we like to have on the world? Imagine if anywhere you could go in the world, there was a prasadam restaurant. If all the milk people drank in the world was from protected cows. if all the music was glorifying the Lord, if all the drama was glorifying the Lord, if all of the fruits, vegetables, the water, the air, the land was pure and sanctified, if the governments were full of Rajarishis, if it was easy to maintain yourself in such a way that you naturally think of Krishna. Right? Prabhupada in his purport to Yat Kuroshi, Yat Agnasi, Yat Tahosi, Dasi, Yat Tabasya, Sikanteya, Tat Kurusha, Madarpanam. He said everyone has to maintain their body, but you should mold your life in such a way that you cannot help but remember Krishna at every moment. So to do that in the present world is very difficult. Very difficult to get an education, to have a livelihood in such a way you can remember Krishna. If the face of the world were changed, then everywhere you would be able to remember Krishna. Well, you might say, okay, Ramila, but the leaders of the Hare Krishna movement, the leaders of the Krishna consciousness movement are not going to start these educational institutions in different parts of the world tomorrow. And even if they did, it would take at least 20 or 30 years before the face of the world would change. And by that time, I might be in another body. Well, from that consideration also, we want to have educational institutions. 20 verses later, Srila Prabhupada, quoting Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, makes the point that if one is, how does he say, as serious and sincere as Dhruva Maharaj, one can go back to Godhead in one life. Are we as serious and sincere as Dhruva Maharaj? Anybody feel? I am as sincere and serious as Dhruva Maharaj? 5-year-old boy went into the forest with wild beasts and did such tapasya. After a while, he was only breathing every few days. We're working on a drama, The Three Lives of Bharat Maharaj. Bharat was the son of, who's his father? Vishabdev. Incarnation of God is his father. He attained the stage of Bhagavan. And he became a deer. And then again took birth in a family of Brahmanas. Took him at least 3 lives. Bahunam janmanam ante ganavamam prabhatate vasudevam sarvamiti samahatmas durvabha. My godbrother Sridhar Swami once asked a meeting of the leaders, how many of you are 100% certain that at the end of this life you go to Golok Vrindavan? So then where will we go if there are no institutions in different parts of the world to train children? We might be one of the children. And then we might have to go to a school where just being a vegetarian is a reason for the other children to tease you. Oh, what's that funny food you're eating? You don't go to restaurants? You don't know what the latest movie is? What's wrong with you? And if you talk, as I have, to many members of our second generation, how much they suffered in such schools, where either they had to give up their Krishna consciousness in order to be socially accepted, or if they wanted to keep their Krishna consciousness, they were a social outcast. Where will we go? Will we have to be in such schools, where it's such a struggle even to eat vegetarian food, what to speak of anything else? So it is our duty, all of us, to try to have such educational institutions. But you might say, well, why is that so important? Why are we focusing on this? Sometimes we focus on other things. We have to establish varnashram. Of course, this is part of varnashram. It's the brahmachari part. Or we have to always do harinam sankirtan. Of course, this is also part of that. But if we want to ask why schools, why training for children, So first I'm going to look at a mundane reason. There's a couple of researchers. Let's see, what's his name? I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget. Roger Fink, who's a professor of sociology and religious studies at Pennsylvania State University. And he did research over a decade as to what were the factors in common for a religious organization to continue to exist. He says most religious institutions last less than 100 years. Out of thousands and thousands and thousands of religious movements that start, hardly any lasts for 100 years and get at least 100,000 followers. Of course, that's not our primary interest. Our primary interest is in purity, in bhakti, in a change of heart, not in numbers and years. But I think all of us, would we all like the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to still be functioning in thousands of years? Would we like more and more people to join our society? So he lists 10 factors which are found in common. And two of them have to do with children that are found in common for religious institutions that remain and grow. One of them is having lots of children. I'm sure you all know the fastest growing religion in the world is Islam. Do you know why? They have a lot of children. Somehow in our Hare Krishna movement, we have adopted the materialistic view of children. The materialistic view is that life is for sense gratification. If life is for sense gratification, children are a major impediment. It's very hard to go out to parties all day long and make a lot of money if you have 10 children. You have to be responsible. And somehow we brought, in the name of renunciation, we brought this mentality into our Hare Krishna movement. That is not a Vedic mentality. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had, what, 12 children. Srila Prabhupada had 5 children that lived. He had more children than that. Srila Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita that every woman desires at least half a dozen children. So modern society is get married late. If you get married late, then naturally you will not have very many children. Prabhupada taught us get married early. He said if you're going to marry, do it before 30. Not that you get married at 45 and then you have to try to renounce when you're 80. I like it. We do it backwards, you know. So get married early and have wonderful children. Prabhupada said if you can have Krishna conscious children, have 100 children. There's no religious system in the history of the world that has gone on past one or two generations if no one has children. The religious systems where everyone is celibate, they don't get enough converts to keep going. And if we look at what is one of the main sources of people coming into our Krishna consciousness movement, it's the children of the Hindus. Of course, now the Indian Hindus are also buying into the modern secular demoniac philosophy. When I was recently in South India, everywhere I saw a sign, one is best. Then it will become like China, one child policy. No one has a brother, sister, aunt, uncle, or cousins anymore. So that's one thing, that there should be a lot of children. And not just a lot of children like a pig litter. So Roger Fink also found the other thing related to children is that the children be what he called properly socialized. And that's what Srila Prabhupada is speaking about here. Because he says there's two problems with children born into a religion. The first is that if they're not properly trained, they're likely to leave. Because they didn't consciously choose that path in this life. Of course, he doesn't say in this life. And the other is that the children born into a religion are more likely to lower the strictness. They have a tendency to want lesser degrees of strictness. Again, because they haven't made that fervent, we have to say, fanatic conversion experience that people not born in that system went through. Therefore, he says, without proper socialization, the children will not add to the society. So that's one reason we want schools, a sociological reason. And then Srila Prabhupada's giving a transcendent reason, that the children will become devotees of the Lord. The children will become devotees of the Lord. So a devotee has all good qualities. And there's wonderful things here in this verse about the devotees of the Lord. So I'm not anywhere close to a Sanskrit scholar, but one Sanskrit scholar, Trijamani Prabhu, disciple of Ravindra Sarup, he was noting in this verse that this word naha, vacham no, which is vacham naha, is the plural of our. So in Sanskrit grammar, there's singular, dual, and plural. And you notice it's just Nanda and Sunanda talking, just two. But yet the we is in the plural form. And he said, one commentator in the line of Balabhacharya, Girihari Lal, he comments that the reason the plural is used here is that these devotees of the Lord are so glorious that you just don't think of them as two. There's also an interesting word, atitripat. Atitripat is an unusual verb form. Let's see how he put it. He said it was the loom of a nick verb, which I don't understand that, but if you're a scholar, you may take a note. He said this very unusual verb form, which is hardly ever seen, it means to cause to become. That Dhruva caused the Lord to become happy. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam, Ishvara Paramakrishna, Sarvakarana Karanam. The Lord is the cause of all causes. It's a wonderful purport in the 13th chapter of the 10th canto, when all of the cowherd boys and calves turn into Vishnu forms, and the Lord is looking at the devotees, says with passion. And Srila Prabhupada says, as do all the acharyas, that the original form of this passion is affection, and this affection of the Lord, it develops desires in the devotees who are otherwise desireless. It causes them to be happy. But here we see that Dhruva is causing the Lord to be happy. The Lord is unlimitedly happy, is caused to be happy by his devotee. Therefore, schools that produce devotees bring happiness to everyone. Mamchayo vyavicharena bhakti yogena sevitin sam gunan samatichaitam brahma bhuyaya kalpitin. As soon as one becomes a devotee, he's above the modes of nature. It is the modes of nature that cause us to be selfish, cheating, or we could say it's our desire to be in the modes of nature. All the bad qualities. As soon as one's above the modes of nature, one's original good qualities, because we're all part of Krishna. That means we have most of the qualities of Krishna, to a small extent. And when one becomes a devotee, that is awakened. So a school that would create devotees would change, as Prabhupada says here, the face of the world. You can say, well, all the schools of the world teach values, honesty, responsibility, morality. But if you're not a devotee, you're ultimately selfish. And if you're ultimately selfish, how can you have any good qualities? You will have good qualities up to a point. There'll be a tipping point. We are all honest people, right? Everyone here is an honest person? We all honest? Are we honest? Can anyone here say they're absolutely honest? And if you think, when do we give up our honesty? It's when we become afraid that if I'm honest in this situation, I will suffer. If you have no fear, the first quality of the divine listed in the 16th chapter. Listed in Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter is fearlessness. How can you become fearless unless you're a devotee? Abhaya Charanara Vindare. You have Krishna's lotus feet, like Prabhupada says, the child holding on to the hand of their father, older brother. You're fearless. Let the bullies come, doesn't matter. Right? I have my father here to protect me. And I'm a soul. I can't be harmed. And when one is fearless, then, only then, can one actually manifest all good qualities. No system of values training, however much developed by the most intelligent educators and psychologists, will ever bring people to a real state of morality and ethics. And another reason that schools are so important to change the face of the world is that Prabhupada said that children are like soft dough. He was speaking with Shama Sundar. He says you can mold them in any way, like soft dough. However you put them in the mold, they will come out, like bharats, chapatis, or kachoris. Therefore, if you give children good association, they will develop nicely. If you put them in bad association, they will develop poorly. They have no independent psychology. Karanam guna sangasya sadasadhyami janvishan. Whatever modes we associate with, that will determine our character. Have you ever wondered why there's death? Why didn't Krishna make a material world without death? One reason is that not all of our desires can be fulfilled in one body, and you have to forget one body before you can really get into the next one. But another reason, especially for the human being, is to allow us a fresh slate where we don't have so obviously all the samskaras, all the impressions of our previous lives. One devotee talked about how he was bathing in Ganga here. He started to drown and he started to think of a chewing gum commercial. When you have a fresh start, you can be molded to be a devotee of Krishna. Then what will we do in these schools? You know, first when I saw this purport, I was very excited. I thought somehow or other Krishna's engaged me for the last 30 years or so in trying to establish schools for children in different parts of the world. And then when I meditated on it further, I thought, oh, but this is kind of a political topic. Because people will say, well, the school has to be like this, well, it has to be like this. You have to have it this way, or it's not bona fide. And I'm sorry to say, but even among those few, and they are very few, we only have, as far as I know, about 15 schools all over the world. The majority of them in India. In North America right now, we have 4. 2 of them in the same place. In Europe, we have 3. 2 of them in the same place. Most of our children in schools related to Srila Prabhupada are in India. Prabhupada says they're different parts of the world. And even among those few, and there's often not cohesion. Our school is better than your school. We are the only bona fide school. And often the leaders, I'm not just talking leaders with a title, but often the leaders, instead of encouraging the creation of more schools, fight about what is the standard for schools. No, we only have so much energy. You know, if we spend our energy fighting with each other, what will be the point? So I thought we could look at what are the principles. Those of you involved in education, you know, the first thing you have to decide is what are your principles. So to determine this, I went to a series of lectures Srila Prabhupada gave in Mumbai in 1976. He lectured on the verses from the Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 12, text 1 through 6. Brahmachari Guru Kuleva Sandanto Guru Hitam. That series of verses about Gurukula. And Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish a school in Mumbai. Though if you're really interested in the subject of children's education, I strongly recommend that you read and listen to those lectures. What's particularly interesting is that Srila Prabhupada would go back and forth between talking about the Brahmachari ashram for adults and the Gurukul school for children. Sometimes he talked just about one or just about the other, and he would mix them. I always thought that our temple ashrams were kind of Gurukulas for adults. But he talked about devotee training in general. So I went through those lectures and picked out the principles that Srila Prabhupada gave, as well as looking at some other sources when Srila Prabhupada talked about Gurukula. Of course, the first is, as said in this purport, that the children become devotees. That's the point. And sometimes Prabhupada would say things like, you don't need so much grammar, just become a devotee. Of course, Prabhupada wanted the children to know grammar. He didn't want them to speak improperly. But the point is to become a devotee, and Prabhupada would especially quote Manmana Bhava Madbhakta Majaji Manmaraskaru Mame Vasyasurtaivam Atmanam Madparayana. Teach the children to do these four things: to think about Krishna, to absorb their consciousness in Krishna. My dear friends, Krishna consciousness is not just a series of external behaviors. It is a change in consciousness. The beginning devotee thinks Krishna consciousness means I move my fingers over the beads so many times, I show up at this time in the morning, I do this job. And a little higher, one understands it's a mood, it's a mentality. And higher than that, one enters into eternal service. But also talking about Gurukula in relationship to Prahlad Maharaj, saying from the very beginning, emphasize that the purpose is to come under the shelter of the internal energy. Mahatmanas tumam partham diving prakriti mashritaha. Who is this diving prakriti? Srimati Radharani. That the goal of the educational institution is to take us away from being pierced by the trident of Durga, who's digging her claws in on her tiger, and come to this sweet, sweet, sweet smile and tenderness of the loving care of Srimati Radharani. So that is the essence of an institution to train children. If that isn't there, then you cannot say it's an institution to train children in Krishna consciousness. So then Prabhupada talks about the love between the guru and disciple. I thought I would read this. Again, this is from his lecture on verse 1. Therefore, brahmachari means living under direction of guru, guror hitam, and guror hitam. How he can be simply thinking of benefiting the spiritual master? Unless that position comes, nobody can serve guru. It is not an artificial thing. The brahmachari, the disciple, must have genuine love for guru. Then he can be under his control. Otherwise, why should one be under the control of another person? So the first thing is this genuine love between the teachers and the students. Not just something official, not something with a title. Not, okay, you have to obey. But the whole foundation is love. Prabhupada also talks a lot about control of the senses, especially the sex desire, that this is trained from a young age, that there's not just free mixing between men and women, that one cannot live like an animal. Worshipping the Lord and the Guru every day, several times a day. Rising early and attending Mangal Arati. I would say that I haven't made a detailed scientific study, but that this instruction of Srila Prabhupada in relationship to children's schools is probably the most, if not one of the most, often repeated. The children should be taught to rise early and attend Mangal Arati. No nonsense talk. Especially, Prabhupada says, politics. And if our Gurukul teachers are talking politics, how will the children give up politics? Politics doesn't just mean who is the present president of America, what war is going on. Actually, a little bit of that you have to know or you'll be thought of as a fool. Prabhupada always knew who was the president of America or what war was going on in the world. But politics is Ramyakata, Prajalpa. Did you hear about this person's fall down, this person Maya, this person that, this person the other thing? No politics, no nonsense. When Rupa Goswami defines the Uttama Bhakta, what does he say? Someone who has undeviating devotional service and is? Devoid of the propensity to criticize others. Not just devoid of criticism, devoid of the propensity. Studying the Vedas, especially the Bhagavatam. I recently visited a school in Chennai where they are trying to teach Vedic study along with modern education. They claim to be the only such school in the world. They take boys and girls, but they said the boys study the Vedas, the Sri Vaishnavas, and the girls study the Puranas. So I mentioned that to one of our ISKCON sannyasis. He said, lucky girls. So of course we are interested in studying especially Amala Purana. Vibhantiye Bhagavata Atmana Sitam Katamrita Shravana Puteshu Samritam Punantite Vishaya Vidushita Swayam Rajanti Tach Charana Sarodhantikam. Jiva Goswami says this verse, although it's in the second canto, is actually the concluding verse of Bhagavatam. Pibanti. You know what is Pibanti? To drink. To drink this Bhagavatam. Sarodhantikam. Rajanti Tach Charana Sarodhantikam. This will bring you to the lotus of Krishna's feet. So we must say that in this regard, our devotee Aruha is the exemplar par excellence in the world. She has educated her two sons almost exclusively on Bhagavatam. Mathematics course, Bhagavatam. And she's now developing a system where dozens or maybe by now hundreds of devotees are educating their children just based on Bhagavatam. You say, how is that possible? Prabhupada talks about so much geography, history, science in the purports of the Bhagavatam. Everything is there. And if you've met those children, have you met those children that she educated? She had two sons. And if we had 1,000 children like that, the face of the world would change automatically. Perfect Vaishnavas, gentlemen, scholars. To offer obeisances, Shastra said the student should offer obeisances when seeing the Guru and when walking away from the Guru. In one lecture, Prabhupada said, my students, even if they see me 100 times, they will offer obeisances at the beginning and at the end. Simplicity, simple dress, simple food, simple furniture. Please remember that this applies to the Brahmachari adults in the ashram also. According to Srila Prabhupada. I don't know, something seems to have happened in ISKCON. We're more into furniture now. When I was in the Grahastha ashram, we never had a bed in our house. Now that I'm in the Vanaprastha ashram, I'm always being given beds. We used to have nothing. Practically no chairs, no bed. Very simple. Just what you need. Begging and giving to the Guru. Prabhupada said, he said in Mumbai, if we institute this Gurukul, the children should go out twice a day for begging. This shows the ideal way that Gurukul is financed. We were speaking in the GBC meeting about financing education. Gopal Bhatta Prabhu was saying how 12 to 17% of every country's finances are put into education. And in Vedic times, this was done in two ways. The government, from taxation, gave money to the Brahmanas. And also the students went in the village,
Vikshandehi, Vikshandehi. Everyone understood that maintaining education was the responsibility of everyone. Years ago, I asked many devotees, whose responsibility is it to maintain the education of the children? And most people said, the grihasthas. You ask the grihasthas, they'll say, the grihasthas with children. You ask the grihasthas with children, they'll say, the grihasthas with children who are currently in the school. But there's no society that has maintained a school just like that. It is for the whole society. Therefore, the whole society contributes. Prabhupada says they're the leaders. For the leaders, it is necessary. It is necessary for the leaders of the Krishna consciousness movement to start educational institutions in different parts of the world, not only India. And I assume Prabhupada didn't want them only started. I assume he wanted them also maintained and nourished and flourishing. Then, eating only when called. So the prasadam is ready, but if your guru forgets, Krishna das kami, Ram das kami, Jiva das kami, you fast. So of course, Madhavendra Puri followed a vow like this. He didn't even beg. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he traveled in South India, he begged. Madhavendra Puri didn't even beg. Only if somebody came and said, here, there's something to eat. So then Krishna came and he said, in my village, no one fasts. And gave him some milk. But there are even devotees in our Krishna consciousness movement today who follow principles like this. That unless somebody personally invites them for prasadam, they don't eat. Even if it's prasadam time and that the prasadam is in front of them. Now Srila Prabhupada says that this should be voluntary tapasya. Not that we take the children in the schools, okay, you've got to do this tapasya. No, voluntary. Be careful not to kill the spirit of enthusiastic service, which is individual, spontaneous, and voluntary. And what is the main principle, Prabhupada said, for the Gurukula? To chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That is the yajna for this age. Other yajnas they can learn without doubt, but the main yajna is to be chanting japa, kirtan, sankirtan, going out on the street. Next principle Prabhupada talks about is very interesting. In the verse that Srila Prabhupada is commenting on, this is 7.12.6, it has the word daksha, that the student should become, what does daksha mean?
Expert.
So this is Srila Prabhupada speaking in relationship to the training of children in our schools and the relationship of training of the brahmacharis in our ashrams. That is the context. Here is what Srila Prabhupada says. Not that because he has become Krishna conscious and Vaishnava, he is unable to do anything of this material world. No. One who is Krishna conscious, he is conscious of everything and knows how to deal with them. That is called daksha. Not that because I have become Krishna conscious, I have no knowledge in other things. No. You must have, if not complete, to know something of everything. That is intelligence. To know something of everything and to know everything of something. That is wanted. You may be expert, a devotee. You know everything of devotional service, but you should not be callous. You know something of everything. That is called daksha. Next principle Prabhupada talks about, the last one I'm going to look at here, is practical training for a livelihood. This Srila Prabhupada talks about in his purport in Srimad Bhagavatam 276. He says the brahmachari, or a boy from the age of 5 years, especially from the higher castes, namely from the scholarly parents, the brahmanas, the administrative parents, the kshatriyas, or the mercantile or productive parents, the vaishyas, is trained until 25 years of age under the care of a bona fide guru or teacher. And under strict observance of discipline, he comes to understand the values of life along with taking specific training for a livelihood. Now that we've looked at the principles, we might ask, is there only one type of institution that can teach these principles? If we look at the school where Krishna and Balaram attended, it was an ashram school. They were away from the village. Do you remember what they learned in their ashram school?
64
arts. Anybody can name some of them?
The art of playing on an
egg-shaped drum. The art of playing on an egg-shaped drum. X-shaped drum, like Lord Shiva's drum. The art of knowing what's in your hand if you can't see. Somebody else? What else did they learn? I know you have the whole Krishna book memorized. We were once in Russia at a preaching program. We were all taking prasada. Palananda Swami said, would you like to hear a Krishna book? I thought he was going to pull out a book, and he started just reciting the whole chapter. So anyone else? What did Krishna and Balaram learn? Yes. They learned how to put wires or strings on musical instruments. Somebody else. And all kinds of languages, even the birds and the dogs and the cats. Yes?
They learned how to drink pots filled with water.
They learned how to use pots filled with water as musical instruments. Somebody over there. Sir. How to make flower airplanes. Could you imagine if we had a school here and that one of the curriculum items was manufacturing flower airplanes? So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also went to a school, and he was a teacher in a school. Now he attended the school of Gangadas Pandit, which was not an ashram school, it was a day school. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the age of 14 also started a day school, and there, what kind of things was he teaching? We don't hear about flower airplanes in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's school. Nyaya. He was teaching logic, rhetoric, grammar, also debate. One place Prabhupada says, funny, he says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could defeat Keshava Kashmiri because all the children were trained in debate from a young age. So in debate, in logic, in rhetoric, how to think. How to think, how to understand the world. So my point is that there's different schools, or the Pandavas. They went to the school of Dronacharya, and I don't think that they learned flower airplanes. Maybe. But they especially learned what? How to fight. They learned the military arts. So different teachers would have their specialty, their ways of teaching. Even in Vedic times, even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. Prabhupada talked about unity in diversity. And Prabhupada even talks about, in his class on 7.12.4, he says, in those days, the Gurukula was not palatial building, but now if you haven't got palatial building, nobody will come. So if we said, okay, especially in the West, but even in India, if we said, okay, our temple ashrams, our Gurukulas, everybody draws water from the well and sleeps right on the floor, on a mat. Who will come? Prabhupada said, therefore, you want some hot running water. Why are we building this whole complex? Why don't we just go sit out under a tree? Because as soon as you build this, people come. Why are we building the temple of the Vedic planetarium? So same principle in our schools, in our ashrams, we have to put them in such a way that people will come. And then you might say, well, what can I do about all this anyway? What does this class have to do with me? Many, many years ago, my goodness, must be 32 years ago, I heard one sannyasi say, whenever we go to Bhagavatam class, we should think, how can I apply this to myself? And someday maybe I'll tell you a funny story in relation to that. But what does this have to do with me? Well, first of all, we can encourage children. And we were having, especially our oldest child in the Hare Krishna movement, we'd bring him to the temple and the devotees would say, ew, get that stool bag out of here. Everywhere we went, people, get him out, get him out, get this kid out, get this kid out, get this kid out. And if a child hears that for 18 years, someday they may say, okay, I'm leaving. Children are disturbing. That's their dharma, to be disturbing. They're noisy, they're dirty, they don't have so much control over their senses. They're nature, they're children. Make them feel welcome. Everyone can make the children feel welcome. You see the children coming to the temple, you smile at them, give them a flower, give them some facility. You don't know, 20 years from now, 50 years from now, there may be us, that may be me there, maybe you. Treat them the way we want to be treated if we're a child in the Hare Krishna movement. Encourage people who have children. Encourage people who have a lot of children. If someone says, oh, I have four children, I have six children. You have six children? So one of my children, they're expecting their eighth child. So whenever I tell people that, the reaction I usually get is, eight children? Oh, encourage. Yes, have wonderful children. And encourage the schools. That means visiting the schools. Knowing what's happening in the schools. Caring about the schools. Not to find fault. Not visiting the school. Let me see what fault I can find. But to encourage them. Look at what curriculum they're teaching. If you can, get involved. Help to find solutions. To create Krishna conscious education. Become part of some educational initiative somewhere. Prabhupada wrote a letter in 1973. Said, Gurukula is our most important project. And something very similar to this purport. If the children are given a Krishna conscious education from early childhood, then there's great hope for the future of the world. And for all of us, we can follow what Prabhupada says in his purport to Bhagavad Gita 3:41. There Arjuna asks what causes a person to deviate from the right path. And Krishna says, what does he say? He's lust and lust only. Therefore, from the very beginning, curb this great symbol of sin, lust, by regulation of the senses. And Prabhupada says in that purport, this means from the very beginning of life. But then he says, from the very beginning of life, or from the time one first understands its importance. So no one here in this room is at the very beginning of life anymore. And probably most of us didn't have the benefit of a proper education. Our molding, when we were in this soft dough stage, most of us were molded wrongly, and then we were baked. Now if you want to change us, you have to break us, huh? Right? You can mold the bread, then you put it in the oven, and then afterwards, to change it is very difficult. So most of us in this room are past the moldable stage. I only see a few. There's a few moldable ones left. Haven't been baked yet. But still, we can understand this importance of these principles, right? What were these principles? Be a devotee. Come under the shelter of the internal energy. Love with the guru. Sense control. Worshipping the Lord and the guru. Rising early. Attending Mangalarti. No politics. No politics. Study the Vedas, especially the Bhagavatam. Offer obeisances to gurus. Simplicity. Giving everything to the guru. Samtapasyan eating. Chanting, becoming expert. Even if we're a little old, we can still apply. And then at least the face of our world will change. At least we will be in Goloka Vrindavan. And as we have these educational institutions, the face of the world will then change automatically. I want to thank you very much. I was requested to say something by one of the members of the community. So I'd just like to say I'm very happy that I was invited to speak. There's one letter where Prabhupada is very much, many, but one particular where he's very much encouraging the women to be preachers. And he says, in regard to women preaching, prove it by practical example that there is no bar to preaching Krishna consciousness. So I hope that in all of our centers, our preachers of Krishna consciousness will be young like Dhruva, you know, or old, black, white, purple, green, Indian, American, Australian, Russian, Brazilian, Portuguese, and both men and women. Not just that there's one woman guest that comes once a year that they ask, but that there's so many women in each community who are studied Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Bhai Vam. Our Narayani, who's visiting here, she is one of only two people in the world who is teaching Bhagavatam at the level of Bhakti Vedanta. And somehow, by the grace of Prabhupada, he says, show by practical example that there is no bar in the preaching of Krishna consciousness. And this is part of our International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So I think I've gone too late for questions, but who's in charge here that should tell me if I should stop now for questions? I think I should probably stop because it's after 9 o'clock. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
No.